Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. You may remember that I spoke of the works of Abraham, the fact that Abraham did more than just believe. He had works to back up his faith. He proved to God that he had faith by his works. Now in John 8, I want you to notice what Christ had to say to the people who claimed to be religious people or the religious leaders in his day. Notice in John 8, beginning in verse 37 here, it says, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Now, what was Christ saying to the religious people of his day? He said, I know that you're Abraham's physical descendants. You are of the lineage of Abraham, speaking to the Jews, which they were. But he says, you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Now, he was speaking of religious leaders, my friends, in that day. He said, You seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. In other words, he was telling them that they didn't want to obey what he taught. They didn't want to obey the word of God. Verse 38 says, I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. Now, later on in this same chapter, Christ tells them who their father was, and he tells them that their father was Satan, the devil himself, in the sense that they were obeying him, that they were going his way, traveling in his path. It says, I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Now, Christ is saying, if you were Abraham's children in faith, Abraham's children in Christ, through that promised seed that he had promised that would come through the lineage of Abraham, then he said, you would be doing the works of Abraham. So it certainly sounds like that there were works to do. And you may remember that we talked about Genesis 22 last week, how that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his own son Isaac, his promised son Isaac, and how he gave Abraham the test in doing so. Now, Abraham obeyed that commandment. He didn't try to read his thoughts into it. He didn't use human reasoning, neither did he say to God, that isn't tradition. To sacrifice my own son, to obey you, God, isn't tradition. And I can't go against tradition just to obey you. He didn't ask God, or he didn't ask himself, what will my friends, my relatives, or people that I go to church with, people that I work with, people that I associate with, he didn't care, or he wasn't concerned at all about what they would think if he obeyed God. No, he was ready to cut loose all cords and obey God, no matter what anyone thought. He didn't see any need to hang on to tradition. No, it was very simple and very plain to Abraham. He had faith, and he had the will and the character to obey. Genesis 11 is the first place in the Bible that Abraham is mentioned. And in Genesis 12, it says this about Abraham. Now, one thing about Abraham, as I said, he was willing to obey, and he had much more than works, or much more than faith. He had works to prove that he had faith. Notice what it says in Genesis 12 here. When God began calling Abraham, when he began working with Abraham, as far as we know, now the Lord had said to Abram, this was before his name was changed to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Speaking of the fact that Jesus Christ would come through the lineage of Abraham, a descendant of Abraham, and all nations of the earth would be blessed through Christ. That is, if you give yourself over to Christ. If you become Christ's, you would be Abraham's children, as we will bring out before we finish this program. Now notice in verse 4, "So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran." Now the fact is, my friend, that Abraham didn't sit around and try to reason and try to question God and say, "I don't think that God meant what he told me." He didn't try to do that at all. He didn't say, "Well, now that isn't tradition to pick up and leave your own home territory." Now, when you think about that, that wasn't easy to do, especially in those days, because you traveled slow. You didn't have the modern moving vans that we have today. And Abraham went out not knowing even where he went, as it brings out in other passages. But the point is, Abraham was willing to obey. Abraham was willing to show that he had faith by being willing to obey God, and that he did. Yes, Abraham obeyed that command, just as he had been obeying all of the other commands that God had been giving him. Notice what it says in James 2 and verse 24 about Abraham. James 2 and verse 20. We'll begin in verse 20 through verses 24. James says here, "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" And if you've been listening to this program, you realize that we've been pounding this away, that there's more to salvation, there's more to being saved than just believing. Yes, there's more to be justified than just believing. It takes faith and it takes works to be justified, as it's brought out in this chapter here. "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Now, James is asking the question here, do you want to know? And he's speaking to you and to me as well. Do we want to know, my friends, that faith without works is dead? Do we want to know that there is something else that we have to do except believing on Jesus Christ? Now, that's a part of it. That's a big part of it, of course. But that isn't all there is to it. Verse 21, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?" Speaking of what we spoke about last week here. Said, "Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect," or made complete. By works, took faith and works to make faith complete. "And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God." Yes, how was that scripture fulfilled that says Abraham believed God? Because he was willing to obey. He was willing to move. He didn't hang on to tradition. He didn't say, "I don't see it that way, and I don't think God means what he says." "And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Justified by works and not by faith only. Yes, it takes works and faith to be justified. Notice in Genesis 26, verses 1 through 5, what God had to say here about Abraham. Genesis 26, verse 1 through 5. God is speaking to Isaac here, Abraham's son. Verse 1, "There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore, or which I promised to Abraham, your father, or the covenant that I made with Abraham, your father. Now notice verse 4, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands," yes, speaking of physical blessings, prosperity, good land, "and in your seed," that seed being Christ, "all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Now, why did God reconfirm this covenant with Isaac? Notice what it says in verse 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Yes, and you know, my friends, that would have included Saturday the Sabbath. Not the first day of the week, not Sunday, Saturday the Sabbath. Abraham obeyed, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So it doesn't sound like that Abraham was justified just by faith, does it? It doesn't sound like that Abraham didn't want to obey, that he didn't obey. He didn't want to reason with God. He simply said, well, all right, God, I'll obey what you say. That's the way it ought to be. That's the way it ought to be with you and me. That's the way it ought to be with this entire world. Sad to say, it isn't. So if you want to be a child of Abraham through Christ, that is a spiritual child of Abraham through Christ in Christ, you may want to consider the works of Abraham, which Christ said you would do if you were one of his children in faith or in Christ. So if you are Christ, then you are a seed of Abraham or a child of Abraham, so it says in Galatians 3. So Christ told the religious leaders of his day that if they were the children of Abraham in Christ now, that is, that they would want to turn loose of tradition and begin obeying God's law. Yes, that they would want to turn loose of tradition and begin to obey God. God says the same to you and me today. Yes, it's for me and you. That would mean, as I said about Abraham, that would mean that we would want to turn loose a Sunday tradition, the first day of the week, and begin to obey God's command of keeping the Sabbath, as well as all of the other things that God commands us to do. Yes, indeed. So the works of Abraham included more than just believing. It included obeying, which Abraham did. Now, if you would like to know more about this topic, about the works of Abraham, we invite you to request our free booklet, What Kind of Faith is Required for Salvation? And you may want to request the Bible Correspondence Course if you would like to understand the Bible better. This is a course that will lead you and guide you and direct you in understanding your Bible as you take your Bible and read, study your Bible. So if you would like to understand more about this topic, the works of Abraham, please request our free booklet, What Kind of Faith is Required for Salvation? Just dial toll-free 1-800-611-8080. Ask for that book and ask for the Bible Correspondence Course as well. Just dial toll-free 1-800-611-8080. This is Pete Hornbuckle, and thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.